the Winter Games in Sochi today, Pierre Vaultier of France won the gold in men's snowboard cross. Russia took the silver, and the competition also gives the United States another medal as Alex DeBold grabbed bronze after narrowly edging teammate Trevor Jacob in the semifinals. In women's giant slalom, Julia Mancuso of the U.S. missed a gate on her first run. It's her last event this Olympics, but she's not ruling out trying again in 4 years. She'll head home with a bronze in super combined. In the event, Tina Maza earned her second gold medal, winning from the front on a rainy and snowy course. Well, Olympic history was made Monday. Sound courtesy of NBC. What you were just listening to was the sound of Americans Merrill Davis and Charlie White spinning themselves to victory in a dramatic finish for the ice dancing competition. That's the first time the United States has won a gold medal for ice dancing. The Canadians took the silver, followed by the Russians for the bronze. The U.S. two-man bobsled team of Stephen Holcomb and Steve Lankin won the bronze medal. American Alex DeBold grabbed the bronze in the men's snowboard cross competition after narrowly edging teammate Trevor Jacob in the semifinals. France took the gold, followed by Russia, who took silver. The scene set for the women's gold medal hockey game on Thursday. The U.S. advanced from the semifinals with Monday's 6-1 win over Sweden, while Canada reached the final game with a 3-1 victory over Switzerland. Checking NFL news after Richie Incognito deleted his Twitter account following a report on harassment in the Miami Dolphins locker room, he returned to the social media website and apologized to teammate Jonathan Martin early this morning. He said, "I would like to send Jonathan my apologies as well. Until someone tells me different, you're still my brother. No hard feelings." Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.